Bitachon for Life, Shir 9:10, Wednesday, Parshias Tazria Mitzayra. The end of the Perek of Yeshe B'Seisar, we explained, discusses the reasoning of the Baal Bitachon. Why is he Zeiche to Yeshua's? And let's see the Psukim, and let's see the messages that we can get from these Psukim. Perek Tzadi Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet. The Rebbeinu Shalom says as follows, Ki vi choshak. Because he had a yearning, because he desired to have a relationship with me. This is the Rabbeinu Shalom talking. The Baal Bitachon, the one that we described until now, the one that relies on the Rabbeinu Shalom, the one that feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of him, Ki vi choshak, he has a desire, he yearns, he longs for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a cheshek to have a relationship with Hashem. Therefore, va'afaltehu. Therefore, I will save him, I will protect him. So the pasuk begins with an understanding of the Baal Bitachon. The person that has Bitachon obviously has a cheshek in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Obviously has a desire to have a relationship with Hashem. That's the driving factor of Bitachon. Which is why Bitachon transforms our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on every level. A person that grows in Bitachon will daven better, will do mitzvahs better, will have just a stronger relationship with Hashem. Why? Ki vi choshak. That's the definition of Bitachon. Real Bitachon. Real Bitachon means you have a cheshek to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it like that? Because a person that has an understanding, a true understanding, of who the Rebbeinu Shlalom is, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abilities. All of those factors go in to having true Bitachon. A person that understands that has a cheshek to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you build those foundations, and therefore you have Bitachon, obviously you have a cheshek, obviously you have a desire to connect with Hashem, because that's what Bitachon is. Bitachon is the strongest connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person, Rachman Slan, hears negative news, a doctor tells him that Chas V'Shalom, there's no hope. And he gives up. He davens half-heartedly, but he gives up. He doesn't see any way out. He's missing in his cheshek for the Rebbeinu Shalom. If you understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for you, if you appreciated and realized what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for you in the past and what Be'ez Hashem will continue to do for you, how could you give up? I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care how many other thousands and millions of people had the same situation on Rachman Al-Tzlan. They did not see the Yeshua. That doesn't make a difference. I have a relationship with Hashem, and therefore I will see the Yeshua. That's what Ki Vi Choshak means. We will, Be'ezer Hashem, continue this discussion.